Welcome to the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KKRF. Thank you to all our candidates participating in this program. During this time, you'll get to hear from candidates running for Guthrie Center City Council, Stewart City Council, and Guthrie Center School Board. We'll join Guthrie County News Director Logan Mance with the candidates after this.
Welcome to the special edition of Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KKRF. My name is Logan Mance, and I'm your Guthrie County News Director. In this program, we are focusing on contested races for Guthrie County. We ask each candidate the same questions, and the candidates are allowed a maximum of 2 minutes to respond to each question. In the first portion of the program, we will interview the candidates running for Guthrie Center City Council. We reached out to William Wagner, and we did not hear back from him prior to the airing of this program. This is our conversation with Chuck Cleveland, running for Guthrie Center City Council.
First question, tell me about yourself.
Okay, I'm married. Been living in Guthrie Center since 1992. I'm on the Guthrie Center Fire Department. I'm also on the South Central Iowa 911 Board as one of the representatives for Guthrie County. I have three children, two married, one getting married in April. I have three grandchildren and a dog.
Why are you running for Guthrie Center City Council? Or why are you rerunning, because you're an incumbent?
Rerunning? Well, I think we're moving forward on making the town grow, trying to get people to move in. Things got slow because of the COVID. Prior to the pandemic, things were, hopping along, but things have slowed down since then. It's starting to come back, and I'd like to just see it through. Just wanted to, keep things going. Hopefully we can get this town to grow every year.
And then with the 2080 agreement with law enforcement coverage, do you think it's adequate, more is needed, or should bring back the police force in Guthrie Center? And then why?
That one is a tough one because my full-time job is with the sheriff's office. I have to I've been kind of going back and forth on this, and I think the main issue for the sheriff's office, or not sheriff's office, but the police department, is when it was the council at the time decided they want to go to the sheriff's office to do a 2080 agreement. The citizens of the town did not get a say. And at the time, I have no idea why, whatever reason. And I think that upset more of the people than anything. That's all I can say, because the sheriff's office is my full-time job. So anytime it's brought up at the council meetings, I just abstain from it. So.
And then how do you plan on to grow the population of Guthrie Center?
We've been working and trying to get homes, people to build, or like spec homes. I said we've noticed that in other towns that they've been doing that with success. We've been working on things to get spec homes, start doing that so we can get, new homes in town so people can move in. We've also talked about, with some people about like retirement homes, which would help some of the people that are retiring that live in the big houses that is too much for them, moving out and going to a retirement home, which is a lot easier for them to get around, making room for the bigger houses that they used to live in for young parents, younger people that, that can, do the steps and everything. That makes sense.
And then what are two or three issues back elected you would like to address?
there's never been really an issue that I've been really specific about. I know the city has been working on getting the dilapidated old houses, buildings either fixed up or tore down, you know, trying to make the community look better for people. I think it helps with the property values too. That helps them, may raise the value of their property by cleaning up houses that are neighbors to them that nobody lives in. They've been, falling down. I think for me, just continuing to do that. But any other issues, I just take them as they come in. If there's an issue that's brought up in front of the council, then, we kind of go through, we take care of it or try to take care of it at that time. So no other specific issue.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cleveland, for your time.
And that was Chuck Cleveland running for Guthrie Center City Council.
We're speaking with Carolyn Masters running for City Council for Guthrie Center. First of all, I'd like to start out by saying, tell me about yourself.
This will be my third time running for City Council. I've been on the City Council for 8 years, and I would like to continue to do that. I have some projects that I have been working on over the last 4 years, and I don't have them finished, so I would like to continue to do that. And I am retired. I sell monuments for Des Moines Winterset, and I have three grandchildren that have been involved in sports, and I am just really busy running to sports activities.
Why are you running for Guthrie Center City Council?
I'm running for City Council because I am very interested in the community. I have lived here all of my life. I have always wanted to make sure that our downtown is kept up so that people coming into town can see all of the things that we have done that we continue to do. And my main reason for running for City Council is to protect the taxpayers' money. I stay on top of the budget and like to work with the city clerk, keeping up with the things that give us the opportunity to save money.
With the 28E agreement, enforcement, coverage, do you think it's adequate? More is needed or should bring the police department back to Guthrie Center, and why?
I just feel that they have done an adequate job. I am very grateful to all of them for, all of the work that they have done. And I know that it is not a perfect solution, but with the way that it is about finding police officers, this was a good solution.
How do you plan on to grow the population for Guthrie Center?
Well, I'm hoping to grow the population of Guthrie Center by doing work with rural housing and trying to better our town with more housing. We have been working on that down at Cameron Flats and have two new houses down there. We also have some lots available in the town that we would like to maybe put up some housing on. Because if we have housing and we have a wonderful school system and we are working getting our daycare situation taken care of and adding to that, and that will draw people to Guthrie Center.
What are two or three issues you would like to address if you are elected?
I'm sorry. I'm just not, I guess I'm not prepared for that. I would like to, I will say that I would like to continue to work with the Park and Rec Board on their expansion of the park. We have been very, it was a very wonderful situation that we got our new bathhouse and got the new public restrooms. I also would like to continue to work with the sexton of the cemetery, Bob Secoy, and continue to do work on the cemetery because we've done several improvements and there's always more to do. And just, and overseeing, hoping new businesses. I would just like to, if there's new businesses that would like to come to Guthrie Center, I certainly would like to support that. And I'm always up to suggestions that people have possibly on a new business.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for your time.
And that was Carolyn Masters running for Guthrie Center City Council. We will have more of the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KKRF. Welcome back to the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KKRF. This is Logan Mance. We will now speak with the candidates running for Stewart City Council. We reached out to James Morgan and David Dooley and did not hear back from them prior to the airing of this program.
I'm here with Kevin Gunsinger from running for Stewart City Council, and I'd like to start out this conversation by just tell me about yourself.
Well, I was I'm born and raised in Stewart, Menlo area. I've lived in Stewart for the last 7 years. I'm married with three kids, and I'm on local fire department, and yeah, that's about it.
Why are you running for Stewart City Council?
Well, Stewart's a good community, and I just want to help with the continued momentum and expanding the community throughout the development and helping our city run effectively.
What are your ideas to bring more housing to Stewart?
Well, Stewart has a lot of progress happening with new residential development, and I'd like to see that momentum continue, especially with commercial development. I think additional commercial development will help residential development. Additionally, opportunities for employment and additional amenities could be a great way to attract more people to live in our area.
Do you believe the city's budget is fair and balanced between the departments? Do you think there needs to be more funding placed elsewhere or with different departments?
The departments in the city all have things needs pertain to staffing, especially pertaining to staffing and equipment. I think all departments in the city could go through a budget review to make sure they are adequately staffed and have the equipment they need to run effectively. Also ensuring that the city employees are paid fairly and competitively could help with retention and not losing good employees to other cities.
And then what are two or three issues you'd want to address if you were elected?
I'd like to look into attracting more commercial development to keep up with city plans for residential development, look at ensuring our current infrastructure can keep up with the current needs and making sure all city departments' needs are addressed in a fair manner.
And that was Kevin Gussinger running for Stewart City Council. And this is our conversation with Corey Kirkpatrick running for Stewart City Council.
First question, just tell me about yourself.
I'm a longtime Stewart resident. I was raised here and continued to live here with my wife and five kids. I worked for the Iowa DOT in Adair. We do raise, my family does raise a small cattle herd just right north of Stewart. In the past, I have served as a Guthrie County Reserve Deputy. I also have spent a bit of time volunteering as an EMTB with the Stewart Rescue. Currently, I am the president for the Adair County Cattlemen's Association, and that's pretty much about it for myself.
And then why are you running for Stewart City Council?
I want to bring a fresh perspective to the council. I'd like to find a way to get the community more engaged with the city council. The citizens of Stewart have many great ideas, and we just need to find a way to get those great ideas to the city council so we can act on that.
And then what are some ideas to maybe bring some more housing to Stewart?
One thing, I think the growth of our community is important. However, we also need to make sure our infrastructure supports the growth. We need to take care of our current residents while still working on to attract additional residents to the city of Stewart. We have some great contractors that are remodeling some of the rundown houses in town. I'd like to continue to see that go and possibly investigate different incentives that would encourage fixing up the old homes there in town. We also have some great things happening downtown the city of Stewart with the apartments above the older buildings. I'd still like to see that continue. As far as the new additions in town, I'd still like to see everything grow.
And then do you believe the city's budget is fair and balanced between the departments? And kind of a two-part question here, do you think there needs to be funding placed elsewhere or with a different departments?
At first glance of the budget, I do think it is fair and balanced equally through the departments. My goal is to make sure it stays balanced, and also making adjustments if necessary. If we need to make those adjustments, I think with the new council we can look at that and make those necessary adjustments if needed.
And then what are two or three issues that you want to address if you are elected?
I'd like to see an expansion within the street department, specific to the personnel. We need to make sure we always have adequate coverage, whether we lose somebody unexpectedly or planned. We need that department to be well-staffed. The two guys that work on our street departments now are really good hard workers, and I think if we hire maybe one or two personnel, that would kind of lighten up their workload just a little bit. The underground infrastructure is what we have doing the trick. Do we need to upgrade certain areas of the town? Again, I want to be sure that the current residents of Stewart are taken care of and not just overlooked because we are trying to grow so quickly with the new developments and everything else. Another thing I'd like to continue to the discussion on the farm-to-market roads in town. I know that's a very big popular subject right now. The roads definitely need some work, but I want to ensure the residents of Stewart's are not the only ones that pay for the road repairs and just have to consume all the pricing for the road repairs on that farm-to-market road.
And that was Corey Kirkpatrick running for Stewart City Council. And this is our conversation with Ryan Morrison running for Stewart City Council. First of all, just tell me about yourself.
Sure. Name's Ryan Morrison. I grew up in Dexter. Lived there all the way through high school. After graduation, I went to AIB and got my bachelor's in finance degree. Then I spent some time working in banks and credit unions. Then I, after moving to Virginia for a few years, we moved back to be near family. And a few years later, I bought the Country Kitchen here in Stewart. I've been doing that now for almost 4 years. And I also do a real estate business where I flip houses and either rent them out or sell them, and that's primarily around here as well. So.
And why are you running for Stewart City Council?
I decided to run. I'm pretty active in the community. I feel like Stewart's given me a lot, so I've been given. It's kind of my way of giving back to the community that's given me so much. So, I've been active in on numerous organizations and boards, on Midwest Partnership Board, on the Seed Board. I'm also Stewart Chamber President, and I attend a lot of the meetings anyway. I go to make notes for the chamber, to report to them, to give the city council information on what the chamber's doing. And I guess while doing all that, I just kind of see a lot of inconsistencies and miscommunication between the organizations. And it just kind of shocked me a little bit that I'm the only one I see in all those meetings. You know, there's very little crossover among the different organizations. There is some, but a little. But I am definitely the only one that shows up to all those meetings. And I feel like if we really want to get the most out of our resources and develop our community the best possible way, I think it's important that somebody represent on city council, somebody represent those organizations that are doing a lot of the legwork for the growth of the community.
What are your ideas for bringing more housing to Stewart?
Stewart's already got one of the best housing projects in the state with the housing development out there. It's a beautifully designed program that allows builders to build in a smaller community like us while still being able to maintain the profit margins they need to make the development worth their time. So I know we've had the governor out to look and find out about our housing program, and other communities come to see what we're doing. So that's a fantastic start. But those houses are a little more towards the middle class and upper middle class. They're not lower income housing. So I think affordable housing is definitely a problem, not just in our rural community, but in many rural communities. So I would like to see housing projects that involve like townhouse type development or even apartment style living. I feel like those are some projects that are really missing as far as housing here in Stewart. As I said, I develop real estate. So I flip houses and some of them I rent out, and I can tell you that when I post a property online, I get dozens of contacts within an hour or so of filling in, of posting it. So I know that there's a real need for housing in the area because I see it firsthand. So, and a lot of people in the community know that I do housing, and so I get a lot of calls and text messages and people stopping by the restaurant saying, hey, if you just keep your ear to the ground, and if you come across something that's available, then let me know. I mean, everybody's just desperate to find a place to live, and they want to live in the Stewart area. There's just not the housing available.
Do you believe the city's budget is fair and balanced between the departments? Do you think there needs to be funding placed elsewhere or with different departments?
Well, every department has its kind of its own unique needs, and resources are obviously limited. You know, I don't necessarily know whether it's being spent in the right way or not. I definitely know that by investing in growth, those budgets kind of correct themselves down the road, you know, by you know, the best way to correct budget problem is to invest in the more income and growth. While I definitely see a lot of, lack of a better word, waste. And, you know, as a member of Stewart, I can tell you that some of our taxes and expenses, utility expenses, are some of the highest I've seen anywhere, especially commercial rates and things like that. There's just no need to burden the existing base that aggressively. So I think by looking at each department and assessing the needs, we can find and eliminate enough waste that can redirect the redirect the funds where they should be going.
And then what are two or three issues that you want to address if you were elected?
As I said, cooperation among different organizations around Stewart. There's a lot of miscommunication or no communication at all between organizations, and I feel like it's very inefficient. As somebody who's tried to invest myself in quite a few of these organizations, I feel like I've already seen, you know, the benefits of communicating some of the things that are happening. And I feel like being a part of City Council will allow me to have a more in-depth understanding of what's happening on the city side, so that we can work together to achieve our goals. I think also that there's a lot of contradictions in our city code. I'm probably one of the few people that sat down and read that whole thing. And there are numerous instances where one area of the code contradicts the other. And I myself have had trouble with the city in the past with some of the inconsistencies. So I think addressing some of those inconsistencies would be beneficial. I've also seen some kind of irresponsible legislation happening that can open the city up to legal action. So I think bringing in my understanding and knowledge of those areas would be important as well.
Thank you for your time. And that was Ryan Morrison running for Stewart City Council. We will have more of the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KKRF. Welcome back to the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KKRF. This is Logan Mance. We will speak with the candidates running for Guthrie Center School Board. We reached out to Jessica Carney, and we did not hear back from her prior to the airing of this program. And this is our conversation with Brian Cheater running for Guthrie Center School Board.
Just tell me about yourself.
All right. Well, my name's Brian Cheater. Lived and worked at Guthrie all my life. Both my wife Sarah and I, we both graduated from Guthrie Center High School in 92. We got a total of 5 children. 3 graduated from ACGC, and we've got 2 that are just looking to graduate here soon. Got 1 that'll graduate this year, and 1 that'll be entering high school next year. So, when I followed high school, I started working in the local ag business. Been there 24 years. Currently serving as the ops manager, leading a good team. I see myself as kind of a simple-minded thinker. I can kind of be blunt, maybe even a little bit of abrasive. But I'm open-minded. I believe everybody has a right to be heard. Everybody's thoughts and thoughts and concerns need to bear weight in a decision at the board table. If that would pretty much sum me up.
All right, why are you running for Guthrie Center School Board?
I guess the main reason I was running is a common complaint I've always heard with, you know, in the community and the people that I run with is that there's never really been an option. When it comes to electing school board members, you kind of get what's on the list. So I guess that's the main reason, is to provide an option to the voters. looks like this year that's not going to be a problem, which I think is great. I don't have a specific agenda. I want to work with the staff, students, parents, and community just to ensure we're getting a top-notch education out here for the kids.
And then what is your stance on masks on students in Guthrie Center schools?
Masks, I know it could be sensitive to some people with health risks, you know, anxiety and just fear of COVID. I get it. It's real. Anxiety is real as me and you speaking. We need to be respectful of those to people, but I've never been trained in any kind of medical past first aid. I mean, that's about it, a little bit of experience. So I don't have the training to make that decision. I've heard it argued that we should be listening to our local public health department, and I have a tendency to agree with that. If our Guthrie County Public Health Department feels the need that we need to do something to mitigate it, and they want to take it to our county board of supervisors and they want to mandate a mask mandate for the county wide, I don't think we'd have any other choice but to adopt that. But that was about the only way I could see myself supporting a mask mandate in the school.
How does Guthrie Center Schools grow their enrollment?
Growing enrollment, I see it as kind of a double-edged sword. I know growing things is always the answer, grow business, more income kind of thing. With that comes added expenses and things like that. But I think if we grow our enrollment too much, we risk losing our identity as a small rural Iowa town. Instead of focusing towards more people or more kids in the classrooms, I'd lean more towards maintaining a viable headcount that we have now, concentrate on a strict budget, with focus on educational opportunities to our kids, focus on collaborating with leaders and businessmen in the community to entice our kids to either stay and enter our workforce or come back after secondary education and come home and raise their families, which I think in turn would yield natural growth.
And then what are two or three issues, if you get elected, you will want to address?
I guess as far as issues, I'm not coming in guns a-blazing, thinking I'm going to change everything and all that. I'm one of five people sitting at that board. But I think we need to ensure that our students are ready for life after school. Look at providing diverse opportunities. Think outside the box a little there, maybe. Be really interested in, like, discussing possibilities of a vocational trade or a exploratory program to get the kids out into the workforce in the community, see what they want to do with their after school, and help develop that, whether that's trade school, college, military, you know. Another issue would be teacher retention and compensation. I know there's collective bargaining agreements and laws that regulate teacher salaries, but I'd really be interested in offering aggressive merit raises to teachers. I'm not sure how that would look, but I would really like to reward our teachers that are connecting with the students, getting results, community driven and such. I truly believe those teachers are priceless.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Sheeter, for your time.
And that was Brian Sheeter running for Guthrie Center School Board. We're speaking with Mike Thomas, running for Guthrie Center School Board.
And Mike, I'd like to start it off by just saying, tell me about yourself.
My name is Mike Thomas. I'm a fifth-generation farmer, raised in the sixth generation in Guthrie County. I have two boys, Tyler and Jacob. They're both in high school. I've been here most of my life. My parents and my in-laws are both graduates from Guthrie Center. So I have deep roots, and I know generations of people within the community. And I think that makes me better known as far as knowing people's families and knowing the community.
And then why are you running for Guthrie Center School Board?
Well, I just got done with about a 10-year stint with Extension Council, and I was looking for a new challenge. And I had some parents and some teachers and even some students and some pillars of the community asked me to run for the school board. So I accepted the challenge, and here I am.
What is your stance on masks on students in Guthrie Center schools?
I think we should just follow the CDC requirements. That's pretty much what the school's doing now. And I think we just leave it at that and not make any more about it than it already is. Just whatever they're telling us to do, just keep doing what we're doing.
How do you help the Guthrie Center School District grow enrollment?
I think growing enrollment is a group effort. And with the help of the Chamber of Commerce and people at Guthrie Center, there's many things that people take in consideration moving to a small town, and school is actually only one of them, but it's probably the biggest one. So it's more of a, it's not just one thing. I think we all have to work together, and we have to sell ourselves. We have to sell Guthrie Center and make ourselves the most as attractive as possible. And there's other things like the new, you know, building the new kids zone and things like that. And what do we have to offer? That's a lot of things that people consider moving to a small town like we have.
And what are two or three issues, if you get elected, you will address?
I would like to see better teacher retention, and especially help for the first year teachers to help them ensure their success. And probably keep the test scores in mind and continue to improve them every year and every grade. Our test scores kind of went down, and I think we just need to keep that in focus and make sure we're going on the right track.
Is that it? Thank you so much.
There's one thing. I think we're very blessed in our school as having a really good booster club. They raise a lot of money, and they distribute it through all the sports activities and the fine arts. I think that's really important. We just got a lot of good things going on in the Guthrie Center School, and I look forward to working with them in the future.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you much, sir. Have a good day.
And that was Mike Thomas running for Guthrie Center School Board.
I'm here with Laura Robson running for Guthrie Center School Board. I'd like to start it out first by saying, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, good afternoon. So thanks for inviting me on this afternoon, Logan. My name is Laura Robson. My husband and I live just outside of Guthrie Center. He was born and raised here, and after we got married about 15 years ago, we chose to farm and build our home here in the district. So we have three kids who are in 7th grade, 3rd grade, and 1st grade. I received my Bachelor's of Science from Iowa State in Ag Education with a minor in International Agriculture. And currently I work full-time for John Deere as a field sales manager. And I'm active in many organizations within our community, including the Guthrie County 4-H Foundation, the Little Chargers Early Learning Center Building Project, the 10 Squared Women Network here, St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Guthrie County Cattlemen, and also this year I picked up serving as a volunteer coach for the Panora Soccer Club. So lots to be involved with and active with here in our community.
And then why are you running for Guthrie Center School Board?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm running for the school board because it's always been an aspiration of mine to continue to serve and give back to our community and our educational system. The timing was right, I guess you could say, this year, because there were two vacancies on the board for full year terms. And so I decided because of those vacancies, I would throw my name in the hat and be offered up as a candidate. So the goals I guess I'd have if I were choosing to serve include educational excellence for all students. As we know, they are the future of our community. I'd like to see enhanced communication between the school board, the staff, and the members of the community, really to build on our past successes and look for future opportunities. And third, I really support data-driven decisions to help support all school kids in the district, while also, of course, being fiscally responsible for the taxpayers who support us.
And then what is your stance on masks on students in Guthrie Center Schools?
Right, that's a good question and a hot topic. And I guess first and foremost, I feel we must do what's best, right, to keep our kids in the classroom and keep them learning. Time and time again, it's been proven that the classroom is where our students learn best, so we really need to focus on that. Kind of in that same vein, I'd also like to recognize the great work that our staff and administration has done over the past year and a half to 2 years to keep our students safe. They, of course, are phenomenal and should really be commended for their work on that front. On the issues of masks specifically, I feel it's important that we follow the recommendations, I guess, of local health officials, which would include those of the Guthrie County Public Health Department. And right now, they're not recommending that our students need to wear a mask in our schools, and I support that. I do think it's important that we keep in mind that masks are just one of the tools, if you will, in the toolkit that we have available to help slow the spread of this disease. Other mitigation techniques that I think, you know, we need to keep in mind and keep our ears open to should be on increased hand washing, better ventilation, maybe air purification in our school buildings. Last year, I know Guthrie Center did additional time off over the holidays to help minimize kind of when folks were around different individuals outside of their normal, I'll say, bubble, and that really helped reduce the spread. And then, of course, there's vaccinations for students and staff, of course, of qualifying age and health status. So I guess in my opinion, one thing or one mitigation practice is not going to solve this pandemic, right? But by keeping kind, doing our part together, we can all work together and really slow this transmission and keep our kids safe in the school building, learning from the experts, and of course, that's our amazing teaching staff.
How does Guthrie Center Schools grow their attendance or enrollment?
Yeah, good question. I think to start off with, when you look at the data, the good news is that the of the districts within Guthrie County, the Guthrie Center Community School District has the lowest number of students opening enrolling out of the district, that was 26 last year, and the highest number of kids enrolling into the district, and last year's numbers were 58, and those were reported by the Iowa Department of Education. I'm excited to see what's going to be released this year, but haven't seen those yet. So obviously that goes to show we're doing a lot of things right here within our district. However, you know, being a smaller rural district, I think we need to continue to challenge ourselves with how we differentiate our school and our district and really attract students and staff in. I guess from that perspective then, I'd like to see us focus on, I'll call them magnet projects, to help make the Guthrie Center School best in class when it comes to educational excellence in our county. Some ideas that I have include having assets in our community that feed into our schools. I'd like to see us focus on early childhood education with either the reinstatement of a three-year-old preschool program or potentially a transitional kindergarten program. I think there'd be a benefit in adding a talented and gifted staff member dedicated to Guthrie Center to challenge the kids at the upper end of the spectrum. And then, of course, the continued focus on offering college-level classes at the high school level so that those students can start to earn some of those credits before they even graduate from high school. And also, you know, from a technical career aspect as well, getting kids open and exposed to some of the trades that are available out there. So I think if we consider these ideas, along with other ideas from the community, the board, staff members, we can continue to attract families into our community and students into our district.
And then what are two or three issues, if you are elected, you will address?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I guess I kind of go back to where I started, right? There's three things I'm really focused on kind of during this campaign, and if I were to be elected, again, to reiterate those educational excellence, I think is really important. I'd like to see enhanced communication, and then the third one being data-driven decisions. So kind of above all, I'm open, I'm willing to learn from current board members, administration, students, staff, and the community on what they believe the district can do to continue to improve and move it in the right direction. I'm really excited for the future of our community and our district, and if chosen to serve, I look forward to bringing my proven track record of service to the board so that together we can charge into the future.
Thank you so much, Laura.
And that was Laura Robson running for Guthrie Center School Board. And this is our conversation with Chris Langard, a running for Guthrie Center School Board.
Tell me about yourself.
So, yeah, I grew up in Guthrie Center. I've been resident all my life. I graduated from Guthrie Center in 2003. I went to Simpson and graduated from Simpson in 2007, degree in physics, and that's where I met my wife, Sarah, and married, and then now we got four kids that are, well, three of them are in the school now, and fourth one will be shortly.
And this second question, why are you running for Guthrie Center School Board?
Well, yeah, so I've always had a lot of pride in our school, and I would like to help to keep that to continue. I know the value of a good education, and I would like to help other people in that same capacity, so that's why I'm running for the school board.
And then what is your stance on masks on students in Guthrie Center?
Yeah, it's a personal and family choice. That's where I'm at.
How would you like to help Guthrie Center District grow enrollment?
So this is a hard one. I was thinking about this, and I think that the enrollment is a symptom that I would like to continue to encourage the academic standards and the extracurriculars, the great extracurriculars that we've had. And then, you know, couple that with transportation and the infrastructure at the buildings, and that lays a good foundation, whereas I think the enrollment is kind of a second floor thing. So if you get a good foundation, I think the second floor will build right on top of itself.
And then what are a couple or three issues, if you get elected, you'd like to address?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're going to like this. I don't really have a specific agenda in mind. Just like to be another foundational piece to a great school system. Personally, I think my background and my experiences that I've had and in life and in school has made me a really good asset to be part of the school board.
That was Chris Langard, running for Guthrie Center School Board. We will have more of the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KKRF.
Thank you for listening to our special edition primary election Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine right here on KKRF. For an archive of this program, go to raccoonvalleyradio.com. This has been a representation of the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.